Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I saw a headline recently that said the upside of being self-employed is that you get to be your own boss. The downside is you have to be your own boss and your finance department. And anyone that's self-employed will be busy in the coming weeks putting together tax returns, reviewing financial spreadsheets, and on the line to give us the benefit of his advice about the best way to go about planning your tax returns with John McNicholas, the director of Everlake. Good morning, John. How are you?
Great, thanks. Nice to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Listen, I imagine this is a really busy time for you and for a lot of people, scrambling to get all the documentation together, looking for missing receipts. I've been going through it myself, to be quite honest. And you have to be so thorough, especially because the revenue commissioners might check it all someday, and then that would not be pleasant, right?
Yeah. You're right. It's the fear of it, Kieran, is the biggest one. It's the definition of something you put in the long finger is your tax return, you know? Trying to leave it to the last possible minute because of the fear of the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, every year, John, I say, I'm going to do it in July and be ready, you know? But does that happen? No.
And then, that's exactly it. And the poor accountants are trying to file thousands of tax returns within a month period, you know?
Yeah, and it's the busiest time of the year. Talk about a hockey stick. It really is incredible.
Yeah, and there's a bit of confusion as well because you're always filing in arrears, Kieran, for this time of year. People are saying, oh, well, we'll see what's in the budget and stuff. But the budget is going forward, like, so there's lots of talk out there of stuff that might change and all, but it won't change for last year.
Yeah.
Last year's needs to be, like, the truth is what you're asking me is, it is the time. People underestimate the time. Think, oh, no, I'll fire shit out in an hour or two the day before. I'll leave it to it. And it's hard to get through that kind of information to get your head around it in such a short time period.
Yeah.
The reason for starting early isn't so much for diligence, it's just actually to give enough time for it, really.
Yeah, well, inevitably, I think you find you're missing some important key piece of information.
Yeah.
You've got to go and get it, and it's not always that easy to get something,
correct.
Because everyone that you need to ask is busy doing similar things for others, right?
Yeah, correct. That's exactly right, yeah. So particularly for people who are, a common one is if you're married, for example, and your spouse has a normal POE job, you know, and you think, oh, that's fine, it's only my finances that need to be, but if you're jointly assessed, it's your spousal expenses, or, you know, it's spousal information is important too. So hence why I honestly just think it's a matter of first step, try and do it as early as you can. And second step, from my point of view, Kieran, is I think I work in this field of finance, and I use an accountant. I don't do my own taxes. I actually employ an accountant, so I think it's probably, for most people, my second bit of advice is try and get someone. It's a bit late in the year to get someone now, but try and get an accountant or a tax practitioner to help you with it. Just because there's lots of variables, Kieran, there's lots of mistakes you can make, and there's lots of things, not mistakes, probably lots of things people don't claim.
Yeah.
Which I find it's frustrating is the truth, you know, as in, it's not realistic if you're a musician or radio presenter or any job like that, Kieran, to be fully on top of taxes and the changes that happen every year. It just isn't realistic. So I personally think using a tax practitioner or accountant is worth its weight in gold. I'd say I don't know percentage take up on stuff like the home carers tax credit or the rent tax credit that was brought in at the end of last year. I suspect it's quite low though for most people.
I think I've seen a headline suggesting it's quite low, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, and it's a very the rent tax credit is a great one, to be honest. You know, like it's very valuable to people, but I'd say the take up is low, and it's just because most of us bury our head in the sand when it comes to tax, and I understand why. So hence why, if you're like that, you're going to bury your head in the sand, I think it's worth paying an accountant to do it.
And I mean, that doesn't mean you don't have to do anything. Obviously, the accountant needs you to give the information to them in a timely fashion as well.
You have to give all the information to them and get the time for that. But at least when it comes to some of the research, some of the research and stuff, you can leave that to someone else, you know. And lots of accountancy fees are tax deductible, Kieran, so you actually get tax relief on the accountancy fees, depending on the nature of your work. So it's not as even if it's 600 or 700 euro, you get tax relief on that for most people. So it's not as much as it seems.
Okay.
And look, it's worth its weight in gold from my point of view. I use it, even though I'm familiar with tax. I use the professional to have a look at it for me and to do it, particularly for stuff like PRSI classes. It's knowing which class to file if your income was class S or class, I see lots of people with class K filings on income, which is not ideal when you come to for estate pension and you're for the wrong PRSI class files in different years, and that's not. It's too late to go back at that point. So I'm probably just fear mongering now, telling people to go and
get them helping us. Yeah, that's not something people could do themselves. I imagine you would
need somebody who knows their stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's technical, and it's not straightforward. On the example I just mentioned for you, PSI Class S or Class K, that's not straightforward. You need professional advice on that. Otherwise, you're making it up as you go along. You know. So I do think the savings there. There's lots of things people miss. That if you had a professional looking at it, they'll say, no, you can claim that, or you can claim this, or claim that. You know.
It's good advice. I know from personal experience, you're absolutely spot on. One of the things that I know some people don't always do is that the little things, you know, the medical expenses and the things that require lots of receipts and paperwork, they get kind of, I'll do that later. And I'm talking about myself here now, John. But it's probably not a good idea because they add up, don't they?
Yeah, they do actually. I try and do it here, and I try and account for it in terms of time, because if you've been to GPs, or you've been to counselling or psychotherapy, you've been to physiologists, if you've been to any of those kind of medical professionals over the year, most of us have been at some point, and you'll probably think, "Oh, I don't know where the receipt is." You're thinking like the old days of when you had an old receipt scumbled up in the bottom of your car somewhere.
Yeah.
The chances are your GP or your physio emails your receipt, or you know, you actually do have an electronic copy of it by email, and if not, you can ring them and ask for it on email. It's not the end of the world. So I account for it here in terms of time. So I think if you spend an extra hour or 2 hours collating the information to it, you know, you could end up with a refund of, you know, €300 or €400. And you think, hang on now, for that kind of a refund, was it worth it? €200 an hour? Yeah, of course.
Not a bad hourly rate, in fairness.
No, exactly. So the people think it won't be worth much. But actually, it's more significant than you think. I mean, I've just said there the home care tax credit or the rent tax credit or flat rate expenses is one I see missed. That's people who work in various jobs or in hospitality or in pubs or anything like that. They miss those flat rate expenses a lot. So there's reasonably good savings in it, you know.
Yeah,
so
well,
worth the, if you're going to put an hourly rate to it, I'd say most of these things are €100 or €200 an hour, so they are worth it on a Saturday morning.
Return at all. John, very helpful. Thanks for joining us this morning and explaining that. The deadline, of course, is October the 31st, but if you're filing on RAS, it's the middle of November, isn't it? 15th of November, I think.
That's right. Yeah, online. You have a bit of time left.
Brilliant. So great advice. Thanks again, John, as always. Really appreciate you being on the air with us today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.